Learn out. Want to learn out? The answer is Shasui Yayin. It says another time by a kohen that drank wine first. Sevelei Shlisha, they three times. Ushlosha, the Rehakolei Malamdim. Says that these three places, only these three places of a kohen does it is Yichayiv Misa. But not for the fact that he's sitting down. If a kohen is sitting down, that's just me that on this he's not Chayiv Misa.
Yeah, Mishnah says, Oimei Agabe Kalin, Agabe Behema, Agabe Ragli Chaveru is possible. If the Kohen B'Shas is doing the Avodah, he's standing. That's the din of the Mishnah. If you stand, if the Kohen is standing on top of Kalim, on top of Behem, on top of Ragli Chaveroi, the Avodah is possible. In other words, the Kohen's feet have to be touching the Ritzbah, the floor of the Azara, and it cannot be on top of something else. Smoris Minolan, how do we know this Yisoid? The Torah of the Rebbe Yishmael. Hoyel V'Ritzbah Mekadeshes, the Ritzbah has Kedusha on it. Rashi says, Ritzbah Mekadeshes, La'amoid l'shoris, to stand in to work on it. Shere David Kitcha, David put a kedusha onto the ritzpah of the Azara. V'shtei toidus v'shir shabagon k'ramin l'kama v'shmaitin. We'll learn later, Kikodesh David. Akoponim David put a kedusha, special kedusha, onto the mokum of the Beis Hamikdash, and onto the ritzpah also. And we also know of a klisharis mekachim. A klisharis also has kedusha. That was as v'yemoshcha mekadesh oisam. Every klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash has kedusha. Therefore, the limud is ma klisharis, just like the regular klisharis. B'shach kabbalah sadam, where the kohen has to hold the mizrak, has to hold the basin to receive the dam. The locher is lo yehei dalba choitzitz. Ben ole ben klisharis, there can be nothing between the kohen's hands and the klisharis. The Rashi says, k'desev v'loka ha-kohen, it says a pasuk v'loka ha-kohen, that with arshin shetei l'kicha v'atzmai sh'kohen. This is the Kedrosha. That when the Kohen takes the Mizra, takes the basin to receive the blood, it has to be with his hands. His hands have to be such in the Kli, it cannot be a Chatzitza between his hands and the Kli. If so, that's a Limud af Ritzpah, the same thing, the Ritzpah, the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, lo yedav ha-chaytzeitz b'ena l'b'ena Ritzpah. There should be nothing, no Chatzitza between him and the floor. When he's standing with his feet, he's barefooted, he does not wear socks or shoes, he has to be barefooted, so the bare feet has to touch the Ritzpah itself. Now the Gemara says a tricha. So why does the Mishnah have to say all three cases for? Just say one. It says we need all three, whether he's standing on top of Kavan, on top of the Behemo, or on top of Chaveiro, his friend's foot. The Yashmin and Kli, or just here, standing on top of a Kli, on top of a plate, Mishum, the last mina, the Bosaninu. That treat is called a Chatzitz, it's not a type of a meat. So his flesh is standing on top of a plate, so therefore there's a Chatzitz, is not touching the floor. Abu Behemo, but if he's standing on top of a dog, the mina, the basru, it also is called meat. So maybe it's like min b'mina, maybe it's not called chaytzeitz. Maybe it's sitting still, like he's on the floor. So the eim aloi, maybe that would not be called a chatzitza. So I need even a behemer also. Now the yashmin the behemer, if I only learned that he's standing on top of a dog, that's called a chatzitza, to loimina the yodimu, because it's not the basru of a man. Still, he's not standing on a man, therefore dog is called ein mina of a man, therefore it's considered a chatzitza. Avo chavera, but if the kohen is standing on top of the feet of his friend, the Yodimu, his friend is also a person. And it's the same type of meat. You have the feet, he has the feet, the same feet. Same, I would have thought to say, Loi, maybe it's not called a Chatzitza, like Min Benino, which is not Chaytzitz, Tzricha. That's what the Mishnah says today, all three. It's called Loi Zuavzu. I'll let it just say the last case. That's a Derech, it says Loi Zuavzu. Tanya will learn. Rebbe Lezer Weimer. Ragli achas ala kli, v'ragli achas ala ritzpah. Let's say the kohen, one foot is standing on the floor right, and the other foot is on top of a plate. What's the locha? Or else, ragli achas al evin, one foot is on top of a stone, that's not supposed to be there. Ragli achas ala ritzpah, one foot is on the floor normally. So what's the locha? Is it called a chatzitza now or not? So does he have to have both feet on the floor, or is it enough one foot? So pshat is like this. Rain, we have to see. If you would take away the foot, meaning that he cannot stand on the other foot that's on the floor, 15 not left, or else he would take away the stone that he has one foot on. If he could still be standing with the other foot alone, then with the avod, if he does the avod, the avod is kosher. In other words, right now, his two feet are on, one foot is on the floor kosher, and the other foot is on the kli. Now, even if we take away the kli, meaning if we tell him, lift up this foot, so without the power, the support of this foot, he could support himself with the other foot alone. So therefore, consider the whole support comes from the foot, that's on the Ritzpah, that's called an Avoid, it's called the Kohen now, is standing on top of the Ritzpah. I, his other foot is on the Kli, it's not worse as a Kohen is standing with one foot. This Gemara says clearly, if a Kohen wants to stand on one foot, and the other foot pick up, that would also be kosher. Lamayim said the Kohen is standing now, and he's Agabi Ritzpah, that would be kosher. But Vimlaf, if let's say he would pick up the foot that's on the Kli, he would fall. He cannot support himself with one foot. He's standing right now, it's his feet are spread apart. He cannot stand with one foot alone. Then Avodas Psula. It's not called you have your support from the Ritzpah. You have your support from the other foot that's on the Kli. That's the thing to that person. What? Boy, Rav Amram, he has this question like this. What's going to be Nidal Dolo Ha'evin? Let's say one stone of the Ritzpah. The Ritzpah was stones on top of the floor. It was dirt. Then when Shloimeh built it, Shloimeh put a floor down. He put a stone floor. What's going to be if one of the stones itself became loose? That's all. The Yomadoleh and the Kohen is standing on top of this loose stone and doing the Avodah. Now, is it called Derech Avodah or not? So let's see. Heicha Diyein Taito Lechabroi, if you don't have Das to fix it, in other words, it's usable, they plan to leave it the way it is, Loitzi Boiloch. You don't plan to put this stone in, like this stone is time you plan to throw away, and you plan to put another stone there, then like this stone is not going to be part of the floor anymore, so pshita, this is called the chatzitza. Where's my shayla? When you have das just to put a little bit of cement underneath this stone, in other words, you have das to leave this stone to be part of the ritzpah. So my, now what's the locha when the Kohen is standing on this stone that's loose? Kivon the daita lechabre, since you have das to cement it, to put it down, to leave this stone as part of the ritzpah. So command the mechabre dom, it's considered like it's attached to the floor, and it's considered part of the floor, so the Kohen now is standing on a ritzpah. I don't maybe know, hashtemi or talisha, if I call upon him right now, it's loose. Right now, this stone is not attached to the floor. But since it's not attached to the floor, maybe it's not called part of the floor. So it would be called the chatzitza. That's the shayla. Rabbi Zuta, boy Elohoch. He asked a question like this, a little bit different. He asked a question, boy Rabbi, he asked this type of a question. What's going to be Nekro Heaven? Let's say the stone was uprooted altogether. Nekro Lagamri. And there's a hole there where the stone used to be. Now the Kohen is standing on top of that mokum where the stone used to be. Ma, what's the locha? So what's your shayla? My kumi brother, what's your question? Ki kiddish David, this was Rashi Dik, when David the Melech was mekadish to beis hamikdash, even though there are gemaras that says Shloimeh was mekadish, a portion of pshat is David was mekadish at least the mokum of the beis hamikdash, and David was mekadish the binyan. So you have a chiddush here, that when David was mekadosh the ritz for the floor, that's like the mokum, the stones that go on top of the floor also has lach like the floor itself. So therefore, when David gave kedusha, even though when David was mekadosh it, there wasn't the floor there yet. But still, he was mekadosh this mokum, and part of the kedusha of mokum is the floor. So the floor gave kedusha. Ritzpah El Yoyna Kodesh, this is the Chiddush. Even though when David was Mekadosh it, there was no Ritzpah El Yoyna. There was no top layer of stones yet. But what was David's intention when he was Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash? Did he mean that the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash starts from the floor, not the dirt underneath it should have the Kedusha? He Avada was Mekadosh this Mokum. But that Kedusha in the Mokum, however you learn, had a Koyach like to be Chal, maybe only on the Ritzpah. Later, when they put down a floor, on the floor they will receive the Kedusha, but not the dirt underneath it. Or do we maybe know, Adli Aris, the time of Kodesh, David put a Kiddush, a special Kedusha, on the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning all the way down to the time. All the ground, 100 feet down, also has the Kedusha. Therefore, even though the top Ritzpah was taken off, this top stone was taken off, but he's standing now on the Mokum of Kodesh, maybe it's called Kedusha. That's the Shaila. So Mar says, if that's your question, you should have a question not only if one stone was uprooted, what's going to be if they didn't put stones, or they're remodeling the Beis HaMikdash now, and they have the men came in and they took away all the whole floor, they took away all the stones of the floor, and tomorrow they're coming in with new stones. So one of the other shayla there, what will be today? Can the Kohen do the Avodah or not? Why is your shayla only if one stone was uprooted? There should have been a better shayla if they're remodeling and changing the whole floor. The Mar says, you're right. You didn't have a bias yet. He's Mekadosh that Mokum. The Mokum means the floor here, the dirt here has Kedusha all the way down. So So pshit, if they're remodeling the floor, they take away the whole floor and all that's there with the dirt, pshit, it's kosher. You run a mokum kodesh, avadim, it's good. Local can be boilei derech shiras pekach, or ain't derech shiras pekach. Is this a normal way to work, to worship Hashem or not? Meaning, there is a floor. Now, Lamais, you have a good marble floor all over. Just one marble, one stone is missing. So maybe it's not a nice derech to stand on that stone. There's no kosher. The machlokes is from Shimon and the Tanakama. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, "Be'etz pa'avolokach." The Pasuk says. So Rashi says, "Nichsiv." It says really, "Volokach ha'koin midam achatis betzbo v'nosan al karnas." It says the word "volokach," and then it says "v'nosan." So, and it says the word "be'etz" in between. It says "volokach ha'koin midam achatis be'etzbo." So he should take it with his hands. Then it says "v'nosan." He should put it. Make this rika. So we dash in both. We work "be'etz" in between. We dash in both ways. Turn our bottom. The Yetzpa Velokach. It is on the beginning. Velokach goes the word Betzpa. Malavna teaches us, Shloite Kabol Elib Yemin. Velokach means taking the dam, means receiving the dam. That receiving the dam has to be the Yetzpa, which means the right hand. Then we also dash in the end of the Yetzpa Venosan Akarnoi. The Yetzpa Venosan also means Malamed, Shloite Nisina Elib Yemin. That the Nisina, putting the dam on the Mizbeach, also has to be done with your right hand. That's a Tanakama. Therefore, he says the Kabbalah Saddam is possible if you do it with your left hand. Amr of Shimon says, V'chinem Yad the Kabbalah. Does it say the word Yad by Kabbalah Saddam? Ela b'yetzbo v'nosan. Only says the word b'yetzba v'nosan. Therefore, Darsan Shloitein Esin Ela b'yamin. V'chinem Yad the Kabbalah. Does it say Yad Gabel El B'yetzbo v'nosan? Shloitein Nesin Levin. It's only a drosh on the Nesino. The Zrika Saddam has to be with your right hand, but not the Kabbalah Saddam. Hoyev le'nem yad the Kabbalah, since it does not say the word yad by the Kabbalah Saddam, therefore he holds kibbutz the small kosher, therefore the Kabbalah in your left hand is kosher. So Rashi says, how do you mean the word? It has to say the word yad. If it would say the word yad, that would mean the right. But since Peshat the Kabbalah by the first part, v'lokach ha'koin medam ha'kazes betzbo, it does not say the koin should take it with his yad, it only says betzbo, so we do not know it means the right hand. Because after the Yenema Boyad, Rashi might would have said the word Yad, Hashem would agree. I will be Etzpa Layal Flo Yamin, but he does not learn out from the word Etzpa, it means Yamin. Then the question would be, how do you know Nesina has to be with your right hand? But I call upon Nesav, meaning now, since it doesn't say the word Yad, therefore he says the Kabbalah does not have to be with your right hand. But the more Rabbi Shimon Monashak, what does he hold? He is like Zerah Shavah, he holds Zerah Shavah. If he holds Xer Shov that Yad Yad means Yamin, Klanem Yad the Kabbalah my heavy. Even though it doesn't say the word Yad the Kabbalah, so what? Vanelef etzpa etzpa namim yosem. In the old Xer Shova Yad Yad, so Rashi says in the Xer Shova should be etzpa also. So it says the word etzpa here by Kabbalah. So learn out Kabbalah needs Yamin. If he doesn't open the Xer Shova, he left the Xer Shova. Kinem Yad the Kabbalah mehevi. If you don't make the Xer Shova, see, even if it would say the word Yad, so what? You tell him you don't learn out the word Yad, Yad, from Kemitza, but there it says Yamin. If he holds the Xer Shova, etzpa is also included in the Xer Shova. And he doesn't know from it, so what does Yah help you? Rav Yudel Lierlam less Xer Shova, true. Rav Shimon does not make the Xer Shova. Therefore, it's good, even though it says the word etzpa here, he does not make the Xer Shova. Vachikom, this is what the Shimon meant to say. Vichinem Yad Yamin b'Kabbalah. Does it say clearly that you have to have the right hand for Shas Kabbalah? No, it doesn't say clearly the right hand. So Hoyev Lanem Yad, since it doesn't say the word Yad Yamin b'Kabbalah, therefore, Kilo b'Smol Kasher. That's all he meant to say. Reb Shimon does not hold from the Gzeir Shava, so you have to look what the Pasuk says here. Here it just says, Lokach HaKoyin, B'yetzpa. B'yetzpa does not mean you're right, so therefore even with your left still is kosher. Oh, Malele Rabba, he has back to Rabba, Yehochi, if so, I feel Nesina Nami. He said, why do you say the Nesina Saddam? This Rik has to be done with your right hand. It doesn't say the word Yemin either by Nesina, it only says the word Etzpa. So why does Reb Shimon agree that the Nesina has to be with your right hand? Secondly, the Chilestler of Shimon Zereshova, the true what you're saying, it doesn't open Zereshova, but Tani works really Gemara Menachis. Rabbi Shimon Aina, Kol Mokim Shenem Miyad, Einim Olo Yemin. When Torah says the word Yad, it does mean Yemin. Why? Because Yad is there a Sherif on Kemitza. When it says the word Etzpa alone, the Havminer is Einim Olo Yemin. So it's a theory of Shimon itself does make the Gezer Shava. So they make the Gezer Shava, Shver, here it says the word Etzpa by the Lokach. Lokach means Kabbalah. How could you say Kabbalah the smallest kasha? Elu Amar Rova was learning like this Pshat. Elu Amar Rova. L'yaylam really yes by Gezer Shava. Vada Yom Shimon does agree to the Gezer Shava, like it says in Gemara Menachis. Vokikom, this is what the Shimon meant to say. V'chinem Yad de Kabbalah, does it say the word Yad by Kabbalah Saddam? Hoyvla Nem Yad, since it doesn't say the word Yad by Kabbalah, El Etzpa, it says the word Etzpa. It doesn't say the word yad. Now let's see. Etzpa means a finger. V'yefshel a kabbalah v'yetzpa. It's not possible to make a kabbalah Saddam with an etzpa. Like you have to hold the kli. You have a kli. It's not possible. You can't jug with the kli. You hold the kli like this. It's spill over. So since with one etzpa with a finger, it's not possible to make the kabbalah Saddam. So what does the pasuk mean? The etzpa kibbul b'smol kosher. Since the Torah doesn't say the word yad, it doesn't say the word etzpa, so etzpa cannot mean it has to be with the right hand. Because etzpa alone is not kosher anyway. So you have to use the hand, and the Torah doesn't say the word yad. Since the Torah was mishan here, for the way it should have said it, that's a proof it does not mean anything special, the yamin. The Torah B'davka said it this way to teach us, you do not need yamin. There even small would be kosher. Gemara no. For the Gemara, Omale Rav Soma Breda Rav Asher Ravina. Let's make a handle to the kli. If you have no handle, you're right. If you have a handle and oizen, you have an ear. Put a handle over to the kli, then just put your finger through the kli, and then hold it like this. So it's possible to make a kabbalah just with one finger. Who says there's no handle there to the kli? You put an ear, you put a handle onto the kli, on the kabbalah. So maybe the pasuk detzva taka means literally detzva. Let the be of Shimon's gzeir shava, that it means yamin and not smile. Hello, my Rabbi says like this. What's the machlokes then that the mikra nidra